Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made. It is truly a new day, and today is the last Friday of this month of September, and it is also the last day of this month of September 2022, the year of our Lord. And we are excited. We are glad to be in this day, and we are ready. We are ready to receive what the Lord has installed for us today, what the Lord has prepared for us, the blessings, the breakthroughs, the overcome, and anything and everything that the Lord has installed for us today. We are ready to receive, and we are ready for Him to order our steps. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank God for this opportunity that He has given us right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and we're going to thank God for, we are praying a prayer of agreement, for one can put a thousand to flight, and two can put 10,000, and we are more than two here, we are more than three. So we can put thousands upon thousands to flight. Eternal wise God, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who was, who is, and is to come, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify your name for waking us up this morning, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know, Father God, it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by your grace, it is by your love, it is by your spirit that we are here, and we are forever thankful in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you forgive us of all our sins, anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you, Father. We pray that you forgive us, whether by omission or by submission, Lord, whether by our actions or by not thereof, Lord. We pray that you forgive us and you cleanse us. And with your hyssop, Father, wash us clean in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, that you give us a forgiving heart, that anything that we do not want to hold anyone hostage in our hearts, Father, we do not want to hold those people who have offended us, the prisoners in our hearts, Father, whether they have come and asked for forgiveness or not. We pray that we let them go, because we learn from you, Lord. You forgave us. You loved us. Before we even knew you, Lord, you loved us so much that, Father God, you sent your only begotten Son. Yes, Lord Jesus, that whosoever believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So we thank you, Father God, that we have a forgiving heart in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, I honor you. I glorify your name. And this morning we pray, Lord, for this weather. Yes, this Hurricane Ian that seemed not to be dying off the sea. But we pray, Father God that you are still in charge. You are still in control. Yes, even the weather, even the storms, they obey you. So this morning, Father God, however far it has gone and whatever damage it has done, that it is enough. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that this hurricane die off wherever it is, whether it is about to touch the land in these Carolinas again or it is still in the sea, we command it to be still in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray for our brothers and sisters right there in Florida, Lord. Those who have been affected, and we pray, Father God, for the rescue team, the first responders, the emergency responders, and everyone involved, Father, that you protect and shield them and give them wisdom as they go through the debris and rescue people, Father. We pray that the lives will be spared. We have already lost a lot of lives. The last time I heard was number 10, people who have lost their lives. So we pray, Father God, that no more lives to be taken by this storm in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray for the rescue team that they reach to those who are in need in a timely manner. And I thank you, Father God, that there are some who are opportunistic, that are being hired by the devil to take advantage of the situation and abuse and steal people's things and whatever is going on that is not right. We bring it to stop in the mighty name of Jesus. We also pray, Father God, that where there's a lot of water, there are, you know, some snakes and alligators and all these water or sea monsters, whatever, that you protect your people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And those are going back to their homes and try to put the pieces together. We just pray, Father God, because we're there are some insects and mosquitoes, and I just pray, Father God, that you protect them, that there are no diseases that will come out of this, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray as recovery is starting, we just pray, Father God, that it is done in decent and in order, the local help and the state help and the federal help, all the help, Father, be distributed fairly, that those people who need it will get the help they need, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, because you are a God of restoration. You restore, Father. We are still believing and trusting you, Father, standing on the gap as your people, as intercessors in the mighty name of Jesus, believing, Father God, that when we call on your name, Father, as you said, and we humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn away from our wicked ways on behalf of our nation, Father, that you hear us, Lord, from heaven, and you forgive our sins, Lord, and heal our land in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, because you are our healer. You heal all manner of diseases. You heal even the nation situation, the land situation, Father. You heal us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, still on this hurricane issue as it is reaching the Carolinas, Father. I just pray, Father God, that you protect and shield each and everyone and those in areas who are asking to evacuate, that they be obedient, Father, and evacuate and just use the resources and the wisdom that you have given us, that each and everyone will take a wise decision, not being stubborn and not being in fear as well. But we pray, Father, because, Father God, there is nothing impossible with you. So I pray, Father God, that everything be done in decent and in order. And we are already believing that this this storm is dying in the sea. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. We pray for those in positions of authority, those who are making decisions, Father, that you give them wisdom, that they make good decisions for the betterment of the people. And I pray, Father God, for all our leaders, the executive branch, the president and the vice president and their cabinet, as they are making decisions and aiding these states that need help. I just pray, Father God, that they do what is right in the name of Jesus and give them wisdom and surround them with men and women of wisdom, that they yield to counsel, Father, to good counsel. In the mighty name of Jesus, we continue to believe and trust in you, Father, for the legislative branch and the judicial branch, yes, the Senate, the House of Representatives, the Supreme Court, the lower courts, Father, even the Congress, the lawmakers, that they make laws and rules and regulations for the betterment of the people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you that for restoring our families, Father. We continue to believe for the restoration of families in the mighty name of Jesus, that each family member will function and operate in their rightful place, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, restoring fathers back to their sons and sons back to their fathers and their husbands loving their wives as Christ loved the church, and the wives submitting themselves to their own husbands and loving their families, restoring the Proverbs 31 woman back in the in our midst, Lord, in these families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and children obeying their parents, for this is a command with a promise. In the mighty name of Jesus, and parents not provoking their own children. I just pray for order in our families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, regardless whether it's a single parent household or it is both parents. I just pray for order, because we know, Lord Jesus, you are the prime head. You are the head. Yes, and everyone else will line up and obey hearing from you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father. We glorify your name, and we are still believing for salvation. Yes, and deliverance of the people, Father, even in these situations, in these moments like these, where the storms, where the weather, the fires on the other side are raging. I just pray, Father God, that us as a church, as a body of Christ, that we arise, we wake up this sleeping giant and do what you have called us to do, and that is to win souls for the kingdom. So we are still believing, Father God, this year, 2022, for 2,200 souls, Father. Yes, that we overpopulate heaven and depopulate hell. We are believing, Father, for those who are tied and the strongholds holding them back, that that stronghold be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that they come to repentance and believe in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and confess and say with their mouth that you are Lord, Father, and repent from their sins, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you that you are our Savior. You are our Redeemer, and there is nothing impossible with you. We thank you, Father God, that anything and everything that concerns us Yes, you care for us so much that you take care of it, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So good morning, everybody. We just thank God this morning for another day that our Lord has made and another privilege that he has given us to stand on the gap. So this morning, this is what I would like to do, and I'm going to share the word and what the Lord has placed on my heart, and then we will get the lines open to acknowledge who is here and to move on with our program. I am just excited with what God is doing. Even if the enemy roars like a lion, there is only one lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ, the one who, when he opens his mouth, fire comes out of his mouth, the fire that burns all sin and drought. And when he arrives, he's an enemy's cutter. So we are just thankful. And I just pray for the Lord to help me to be focused and to concentrate. It's just loud out there, raining and wind and things. I don't know which is flying, whether the things around us or whatever, but I'm praying in Jesus' name that I concentrate and do what the Lord has placed on my heart this morning to share with you. So let us be prayerful with this weather, this Hurricane Ian. Right, it started last night or somewhere in the middle of the night. It was raining lightly, but now it's getting harder and harder, and the winds, you can just hear the whistling of the winds outside. But we thank God, we thank God, because he is our protector, he is our shield. So we are in good hands in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so our scripture of this week is from the book of Psalm 150. And it is the last verse 6, that says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to use this as my theme for my talk this morning, because this whole week, it has been 2 weeks now, if not three, that the Holy Spirit is just keeping on pushing me to praise God. So this week I just took some time and I put together a few points that I would like to share with you regarding, you know, praising God, and that this scripture just kind of reignite it and just re-energize it, put it right back in the forefront in my spirit, that let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So praising God is a normal response to what he has done for us and who he is. I'm going to try to be so calm as I share with you, and I pray that the Holy Spirit and that God help me to be calm, because I just want us to get some points, and that when we praise God, we just do it purposely. We don't just do anyhow, but we intentionally praise God, and we praise God in a purposeful manner. And the book of Psalms, you know, it is a very big book. I believe it has about 150 chapters, individual chapters in the book of Psalms, 150 of them. They are full focusing on praising God. So if you yourself do not have, you know, you don't know where to start and how, you can start by investing time in reading the book of Psalms, and it has out of all those Psalms, 150 of the chapters in the book of Psalms concentrate on praising God. And we can see it from this particular Psalm we have read, 150. It's just the 6 verses. I know we have read them before and we did earlier this week, but I would like us to go back and read just the first the whole chapter, which is just 6 verses, and it reads, "Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty firmament, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him for the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the flute and harp. Praise him with tambourin and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flute. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." So just this psalm, you know, it just tells us to praise him with everything we have. It covers so many areas, pretty much everything, that you don't have a reason not to praise God. So how to praise God? As a Christian, you likely feel a sense of awe when you think about the power and greatness of God. Expressing those feelings is known as praising God. When you feel like, you know, as Christians, sometimes, you know, it becomes, I hope it becomes like second nature, but some, you know, say, or anything, you just say, "Praise God, praise the Lord." And some people are using "praise God, praise the Lord" as a filler of a curse word. You really, you know, back in the day before you knew God, you used to curse or whatever, and now you are using "praise God" as a filler of those curse words. I know it is better, it is right to do it that way, but you are not really praising God, you know. But praising God is expressing those feelings of how great God is, how powerful he is. You can praise God directly by praying to him. As we pray, we praise God. However, you can also praise God in a number of other ways, including through music, like what Psalm has told us, through the art, through the dance, and even through witnessing, telling people when we testify, when we say our testimony and tell the world how God, how glorious he is, we are praising God when we testify. That's why when God blesses us, when he gives us a breakthrough, we have the eager and the desire to share with others. That's praising God. It's not showing off. It's not pride. But we have to testify. We have to let the world know that our God is good and he's doing wondrous things in our lives rather than just ignoring it. So we praise God at all times. Any time is time of praising God. Anywhere is a place to praise God, as long as it is coming from your heart, and there is no wrong way of praising God. There is no a wrong way of praising God. So I'm going to share with you about 4 points. Point number 1 is open. When you are praising God, open in prayer, you open your prayer by praise, by addressing God. When you read the word of God, Jesus Christ himself gives us as Christians a model of prayer. When his disciples came to him and asked him, "Lord, teach us how to pray." When you look at the Lord's prayer, when Jesus was teaching, he taught the disciples and also us to address and to open our prayer by praising, by addressing God. And although God knows that we are talking to him, because he is an all-knowing God, he knows everything. Even before we start, he already knows. He knows we are addressing him, but we still, it is good. And, you know, even we know our children are thankful for what we are doing for them, caring for them, but it feels good. Us as parents or grandparents, if you give your grandson or your grandchild a candy and they say thank you, it feels good, and they acknowledge you. It feels good. How about our Father, our Heavenly Father? So when we start, we want to open our prayer by addressing him. When the Lord, when Jesus taught his disciples, he has said, when he said you should pray, you pray like this and say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He addressed him as Father in heaven. So we can also do the same. When you start your prayer, address him, acknowledge him, who he is, and say, Heavenly Father, my almighty God, and my dear God, my dear Lord, or just simply address him as Lord. Lord, I thank you. Or Lord, you know, just you are addressing him for who he is. And the second point is to honor God for his goodness and his power. One of the simplest things you can praise God for is simply for the fact that he is good and that he is the ruler of the world. He is still on the throne. We can find this in Psalm 96, verse 4. So I bet you have your piece of paper and pen, and you are taking notes. So Psalm 96, verse 4, it says, for great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. So this verse doesn't mean that you have to be afraid of God. You are just praising him. It means that he is great. He is mighty. He is a good God than any other gods. All other gods are imitators. They are pretenders. They are not real. You are acknowledging that my God, the one I'm worshiping, the one I'm praising, he is great. He is mighty. He is mostly worth of my praise. I praise him because he is worth it. He is worthy to be praised. And that he is our God. And in your prayer, you might also say, Lord, it is amazing that you are so powerful. You are so great that you created the heavens and the earth. That's how awesome and how great you are. But yet, you still care about someone as small as I am. You still care for me. You meet my needs. You answer my prayers. You receive my praises. You acknowledge my praises. So each time when you do, you can find your own words. If not, just go to the book of Psalms, as I have said. You can learn some and just translate those words as yours. And point number three, tell God the specific thing he has done that you are thankful for. That's where the testimonies come. You don't have to wait for the crowds to thank God for what he has done so that you can give your testimony. In some places of worship, I don't know about yours, not everybody gets an opportunity every day to say their testimony, to tell God, you know, how thankful they are, you know, to stand in front of the open. If you have a 500 member church, you can't all have an opportunity every Sunday or every Bible study to say an opportunity, but you have opportunity to thank God, to be specific with him and be thankful in you know, as you wake up in the morning, as you do your dance and your praise, to thank him and glorify him and praise him and give your testimony to your family members. And these small platforms that God has provided for us right here at this hour of prayer, of praise and deliverance. I mean, if it's something and you really are burning, you can reach out to Pastor Darlene and say, I got something, I got to share this, I got to give this testimony. But we have mountains and mountains and are limited opportunities for us to give testimonies and to praise God. So let's be specific when we praise God and be thankful. If you are grateful for God's blessings in your life, use your prayer of praise to let him know. Let God know. Although he knows everything, but take the opportunity to show him that you know he did it. You didn't do it by yourself, but to let God know that you are aware and you are praising him. So you take time to think of things that are meaningful in your life and thank him, you know, even for a job promotion. You thank him, even for people I know around here, people were given yesterday half day and today is liberal leave. If you want to take time off to go and prepare for the weather, you thank God that, yes, I have an opportunity to go home and take care of this and my job is given, because some jobs, they don't give that. They don't do that. So you thank God. A promotion, a new job, a new child, a new addition in the family. Anything, you can be thankful, even as little as having food on your table, because there are people who are standing on the sides of the road and they are begging for food, and you have food on your table. There is no night you went to bed hungry. You have a roof over your head. Last night when I was praying and talking with my family last night, it brought tears on my eyes when my daughter said, you know, I wonder what the homeless are doing with this weather, watching what is going on with this Hurricane Ian, what was going on in Florida and what's coming in the Carolinas, how the homeless. And that just brought tears to my eyes of gratitude and also of pain for others who are out there, but also grateful that we are not in that position. We have roof over our head. So those things, we give thanks and we thank God for such things. The list goes on and on and on. So we always have an opportunity to thank God and be specific and tell him of what he has done for us. So let's be intentional. Let's be intentional as we praise God. And number four, I'm going to give you two more. Number four, praise God even if you are currently going through hard times. So as Psalm said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So you still have breath in your body. You still have life in you, regardless of the storms of life that are coming in your way. Whether things are currently not right, it's temporal. But you can praise God. You don't have to be surrounded by blessings only to praise God. You praise God anyhow. Even at your lowest time, you can still praise him, giving, for just giving you life, that you have life. Yes, you thank God. Even that you are alive, you know, that Jesus died for your sins, just that he is our Savior. You can still thank God, and you can praise God. You know, sometimes you just start, you are like, oh, things are just coming front, back, and center. Things are so tough for me. How do I start praising God? If you just think of the goodness of the Lord, that God sent his only begotten Son to die for your sins, that alone can give you, crank you, ignite you to start praising God. And you can just say, Lord, I praise you. I thank you. Even in this season of my life when things are not going well as I would like them to go, you continue to guide me. You continue to protect me. You continue to give me breath in my life every day. And you help me to continue to look ahead. I don't lose hope. I am still hopeful. I'm still looking forward for brightness ahead of me. And as you said, praise and praise and praise, that spirit of heaviness flees from you. And we can learn this from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21, where it talks about the children of Israel when they were facing, you know, these battles and there was a large battle, a large army against them. And as they marched, they just started marching and praising God. And before you know, before they knew it, they overcome. And Second Chronicles 20:21, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever." So his love endures forever, whether we are in the season where things are not going well for us, but his love endures forever. Even when we are going through struggles of life, his love endures forever. So we praise him, and that spirit of heaviness leaves us. That's what separates us from the world. When we go through hardships, when storms of life comes, and the way we handle our situation, the way we carry ourselves, and people wonder, why are you still smiling? Why are you still put together when things are not going well? Even taking a shower, if you noticed, I don't know with your family members, I have family members, when they go through hard times, you can tell from afar, they don't even shower, they don't even put themselves together. You know, you can see what is going on in their lives by the way they carry themselves. But us as Christians, we praise God even in those storms anyhow. And number five, ask God to continue blessing your life. So as we praise him, now we are concluding our prayer. Remember, our prayer, we open with praise and we honor him and tell him how good he is. And we are specifically telling him and intentionally praising him for what he has done for us, and tell him that we are thankful. And we are still praising God even in the midst of this, in the season where things are not going well. And now we are concluding our praise now. And as we are concluding our praise, we continue praising him and thanking him that he continue taking care of our lives. And we want him to continue to guide us. So we make it as a request and also as a praise intertwined. And we tell God that as your will continue to be shown in my life, and I still thank you for continue, and I am grateful that you continue to protect me and to take care of me and my family. So we thank God as we praise him, and then you conclude and finish up as you close your praise, as you close your prayer, by acknowledging that you still need him. You still need him to protect you. So I covered those five things. And as we find ways to praise God, as we lift our hands to praise him during worship, even when we are in congregation, at the church, as the praise and worship team, you know, leads us in worship, we have the instruments, you know, the drums, the piano, and whatever, but we praise God. It just reminds me of Psalm 134, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Praise the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord." So clapping of hands, lifting of hands, that's also a sign of praising God. And we did talk about the dance. That's the sign of praising God. I'm going to give you a few more scriptures. Psalm 40, verse 3. "He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God." And Second Chronicles, I think we cover Second Chronicles 2:20, then Second Chronicles 5, verses 18 and 14, and where we praise him in unison, where we praise him together. And the goodness of the Lord, when we praise him, you know, together at the same time, he is such a mighty God that he can hear each and every one of our voices. Because I spoke with someone, it has been a few years now, who was kind of confused and lost when we praise God together. And they mentioned that it kind of interrupts them. They cannot focus. But if you know who your God is and what you are saying and that he is giving you undivided attention, you do not get interrupted by what other people are doing and how they are praising, because you are so focused. You experience like an out-of-body experience. So as we praise God together, we are not out of order. We are in order with what God wants. So you can praise God. Some people, they praise God in writing. They are poets. They write poems praising God. Some are artists, they paint, you know, they are. I attended one of our meetings. It was for the single ladies, and we were given a small, what do you call it, canvas, I think, where you paint, and they said, just paint something that comes out of your, what comes in you, whatever you want, just, you know, paint, draw, whatever you want to do. And they gave us things. And I did paint something. And as I was going through earlier this week about what I'm going to share about praising God, I thought about that painting and I realized that I painted like a vase and I put three flowers and I label it F and S, which is God the Father. I mean, F, which is God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And I put those three flowers in the box. I didn't realize I was praising God at the moment, but I was stranded. I didn't know what to paint. I have never painted in my life. And it was a lot of fun, you know. We learned a lot. And I you know, that's another way of praising God. Some people paint, some people they go outside, work in their yard, work in your garden, and you just praise God for the nature, for the soil, for the flowers that are growing, the vegetables that are growing. So that's another way of praising God. That's why this scripture that says everything, let everything that is breath praise the Lord. So we can praise God anywhere, anyhow. We can praise God. We can praise God by reading scriptures as we go in the Word. And as I said, just see, hang around the book of Psalms. If you hang around long enough, you will pick up that spirit of praise, because it is loaded with praising God. And I already shared about praising God as we give our testimonies, as we share with others what God has done, in the mighty name of Jesus. So this moment, we're going to take just a minute to praise God, and the next voice you will hear, because of our time, I would like to leave time to Pastor Darlene, and she will conclude for us. And as we open the lines to praise God, and I want to bid you a very, very blissful, loaded with praises weekend, regardless of what Hurricane Ian is doing. We still gonna praise God. So the lines are open. Let us go before the Lord. Let us praise Him and thank Him. Lift up your voices. If you can lift up your voices, if you can stand and lift up your hands, lift up your hands. If you can move around, if you can rest, then do what is necessary.
God, I praise you for the known and unknown. Oh, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, no one like you, Lord. There's no one, Father, to do the things that you do. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord.
Glorify your name, Jesus.
Praise your name. Praise
this young man.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Glorify your name. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord,
I just thank you.
Lord,
I just
thank you. Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I just thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Lord, I thank you for making ways.
I thank you for healing
out of no way. Lord, yes, 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 yes. I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit, Lord. I thank you for the blood. I praise you, Lord.
You are a miracle.
Yes, for your anointing.
I thank you for
yes, Lord. I thank you for each and every blessing, known and unknown, and all the miracles that you have stored on me, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I just thank you for praise and love. Lord, thank you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
That you have
blessed
on my life.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I praise you for my health.
Thank
you, Jesus. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord.
But I praise you
for all that you're doing in my life, Lord. I praise you for what you brought me from and have brought me to and carried me through. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I praise you for what you got in store for me in the future. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Father, for you know everything. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, my Lord. I will.
Evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject those words
and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender in the name of Jesus, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And, Lord, we just pray for everybody who's in this path of the storm, and not just the storm, but just all across the world, oh, God, different people having different issues. We pray and thank you, Lord, today for deliverance, for healing, for setting the captives free, God, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed, oh. We pray, God, today for Pastor Scholastica. We pray for Apostle Horsley, our Minister Gladys, our Minister Mary, our Minister Marie, our Sister Linda T, our Sister Linda D, our Sister Glenda, our Sister Charlotte, our Sister Grace, oh, God. We pray for Sister Yvonne. We pray for Sister Sheila, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, today for blessing and keeping just each and every person, Sister Marie, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, all of our families, Father, our Sister Chris, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, our Sister Lucinda, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Glenda, God. Missed anybody, Darlene? Thank you for her. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we Lois, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Sister Teresa, Lord, Charlotte, oh, God, Sister Janice, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Sister Teresa, God. My God, my God, we pray, God, today that you bless, heal, and deliver us, all of us, oh, God. Names I didn't mention, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, today that you bless us abundantly, oh, God. Help us to keep our eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And amen, amen, amen. Whatever our need is, Lord, we know that you will supply it according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. So once again, I want to thank God for just everyone who has sown into the ministry and or my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground. And I decree that your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will see a 30-fold blessing, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold, according to Mark chapter 4. In verse 8, and then we read Deuteronomy 1 and 11, that the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times as many more as you are today and bless you as he has promised you in the name of Jesus. I decree this morning that we continue to know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And I decree that the Lord will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the pommel worm, and that God will bless and keep you in his care. In Jesus' name, we will resist the devil and will flee from us. So we thank you, Lord, today for all things good and perfect come from you. This weekend, Lord, I pray that you help us all to have a wonderful weekend. In spite of the weather, Lord, we will continue to praise you. We will praise you forevermore. And I want you all to know that I love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Continue to love yourself, love your family, love your friends and your foes. Draw people to the kingdom through the love of God in your life. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.